Book of Yahoshua. Chapter 1. And it happened after the death of Moses the servant of Yahweh, Yahweh spoke to Yahoshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, My servant Moses is dead. And now rise up, cross over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, to the sons of Israel. Every place on which the sole of your foot shall tread, I have given it to you, as I spoke to Moses. From the wilderness, and this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the setting of the sun, shall be your border. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you nor will I forsake you. Be strong and brave. For you shall cause this people to inherit the land which I swore to their fathers to give to them. Only be strong and very brave, so that you may take heed to do according to all the Torah which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may act wisely wherever you go. This book of the Torah shall not depart out of your mouth, and you shall meditate on it by day and by night, so that you shall be on guard to do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall prosper your way, and then you shall act wisely. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and brave. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for Yahweh your Elohim is with you in all places where you go. Then Yahoshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, Pass through the camp and command the people, saying, Prepare food for you. For within 3 days you are crossing this Jordan to go and to possess the land which Yahweh your Elohim is giving to you, to possess it. And Yahoshua spoke to the Reubenites, and to the Gadites, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, saying, Remember the word which Moses the servant of Yahweh commanded you, saying, Yahweh your Elohim has given you rest, and he has given to you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your livestock shall remain in the land which Moses has given to you beyond the Jordan. But you shall cross over armed before your brothers, all the mighty warriors, and shall help them. Until Yahweh has given rest to your brothers, as well as to you, and they, even they have possessed the land which Yahweh your Elohim is giving to them. Then you may return to the land of your possession, and may possess it, which Moses the servant of Yahweh has given to you beyond the Jordan toward the rising of the sun. And they answered Yahoshua, saying, We will do all that you command us, and we will go everywhere you shall send us. According to all we listened to from Moses, so we will listen to you. Surely Yahweh your Elohim is with you, as he has been with Moses. Whoever rebels against your mouth, and will not listen to your commands in all that you say to him, he shall die. Only, be strong and brave. Chapter 2. And Yahoshua the son of Nun sent 2 men out of Shittim to spy secretly, saying, Go look over the land, and Jericho. And they went and came into the house of a woman, an innkeeper. And her name was Rahab. And they lay down there. And it was reported to the king of Jericho saying, Behold, men have come here tonight from the sons of Israel, to search the land. And the king of Jericho sent to Rahab, saying, Bring out the men who have come into you, who have come into your house. For they have come in to search out all the land. And the woman took the 2 men and hid them, and said, This way the men came into me, but I did not know from where they were. And it happened as the gate was to be shut at dark, even the men went out. I do not know where they have gone. You go after them, and hurry, for you may overtake them. But she made them go up on the roof, and hid them with stalks of flax, which she arranged on the roof. And the men went after them the way of the Jordan, by the fords. And they shut the gate afterwards, when the pursuers had gone after them. And before they had laid down, she came up to them on the roof. And she said to the men, I know that Yahweh has given the land to you, and that your terror has fallen on us, and that all those living in the land have melted before you. For we have heard how Yahweh dried up the water of the Red Sea before you, as you were going out of Egypt, also that which you have done to 2 kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan, to Sihon, and to Og, whom you destroyed. And we have heard, and our heart has melted, and there still does not rise the spirit in any man, because of you. For Yahweh your Elohim, he is Elohim in the heavens above, and in the earth below. And now, please swear to me by Yahweh, since I have dealt with you in kindness, that you will also deal with my father's house in kindness, and shall give to me a true token. And shall keep alive my father, and my mother, and my brothers, and my sisters, and all that is to them, and shall deliver our souls from death. And the men said to her, Our life instead of yours, if you do not tell this business of ours, then it shall be, when Yahweh gives this land to us, that we shall deal with you in kindness and truth. Then she let them down by a rope through the window, for her house was in the side of the wall, and she lived in the wall. And she said to them, Go to the mountain lest the pursuers come upon you. And you shall hide there 3 days until the pursuers return, and afterward you shall go on your way. And the men said to her, We will be guiltless from this oath of yours which you made us swear. Behold, we are coming into the land, you shall bind this scarlet thread of line in the window by which you have let us down. And you shall gather your father, and your mother, and your brothers, and all your father's house to you, to the house. And it shall be, anyone who goes outside from the doors of your house, his blood shall be on his head, and we shall be innocent. And anyone who is with you in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand is on him. But if you reveal this business of ours, then we shall be guiltless from your oath which you have made us swear. And she said, Let it be according to your words. And she sent them away. And they went. And she bound the line of scarlet thread in the window. And they departed and came to the mountain, and stayed there 3 days, until the pursuers had returned. And the pursuers searched in all the way, but did not find them. And the two men returned and came down from the mountain, and crossed over, and came to Yahoshua the son of Nun, and reported to him all that had happened to them. And they said to Yahoshua, Surely Yahweh has given all the land into our hands. And also, all those living in the land have melted before us. Chapter 3. And Yahoshua rose up early in the morning. And they set forth from Shittim and came to the Jordan, he and all the sons of Israel. And they stayed there before they crossed over. And it happened, at the end of 3 days, the officers passed into the midst of the camp. And they commanded the people, saying, When you see the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh your Elohim, and the priests, and the Levites bearing it, then you shall set forth from your place and shall go after it. Only, keep a distance between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. You shall not come near it, so that you may know the way in which you are to go in. For you have not crossed over this way in time past. And Yahoshua said to the people, Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow Yahweh will do wonders among you. And Yahoshua spoke to the priests, saying, Take up the Ark of the Covenant and go before the people. And they took up the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people. And Yahweh said to Yahoshua, This day I will begin to make you great in the eyes of all Israel, so that they shall know that as I was with Moses, I am with you. And you shall command the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant, saying, When you come to the edge of the waters of the Jordan you shall stand still in the Jordan. And Yahoshua said to the sons of Israel, Come near here and hear the words of Yahweh your Elohim. And Yahoshua said, By this you shall know that the living Elohim is among you. And he shall certainly dispossess from before you the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Hivites, and the Perizzites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Jebusites. Behold, the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh of all the earth shall pass over before you into the Jordan. And now, take for yourselves 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, 1 man for each tribe. And it shall be, when the soles of the feet of the priests bearing the Ark of Yahweh, Master of all the earth, come to rest in the waters of the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off, the waters which come down from above. And they shall stand in one heap. And it happened, as the people set forth from their tents to cross over the Jordan, and as the priests bore the Ark of the Covenant before the people. And as those bearing the Ark came into the Jordan, and the feet of the priests bearing the Ark were dipped in the edge of the waters, and the Jordan was full, over all its banks all the days of harvest. That the waters stood still, those coming down from above rose up into a heap, very far above the city Adam, which is beside Zaretan, and those going down by the sea of the Arabah, the salt sea, were completely cut off. And the people passed over opposite to Jericho. And the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh stood firm on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan. And all Israel crossed over on dry ground until all the nation had completely passed over the Jordan. Chapter 4. And it was, when all the nation had completely crossed over the Jordan, Yahweh spoke to Yahoshua, saying, Take 12 men for you out of the people, 1 man of each tribe. And charge them, saying, Take 12 stones from this place, from the middle of the Jordan, from the place where the feet of the priests were fixed. And you shall carry them over with you and lay them down in the lodging place which you stay in it tonight. And Yahoshua called to the 12 men whom he had readied from the sons of Israel, one man out of each tribe. And Yahoshua said to them, Cross over before the ark of Yahweh your Elohim to the middle of the Jordan, and each man of you lift up one stone on his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Israel. That this shall be a sign among you, when your children ask hereafter, saying, What are these stones to you? You shall say to them, Because the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, as it crossed over into the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. And these stones are for a memorial to the sons of Israel all the days. And the sons of Israel did as Yahoshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the middle of the Jordan, as Yahweh had spoken to Yahoshua, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Israel, and crossed over with them to the lodging place, and laid them down there. Even the 12 stones that Yahoshua lifted up in the middle of the Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant stood firm. And they are there until this day. And the priests bearing the ark were standing in the middle of the Jordan until everything was finished that Yahweh had commanded Yahoshua to speak to the people, according to all that Moses commanded Yahoshua. And the people hurried and crossed over, and it happened, when the people had finished crossing over, the ark of Yahweh and the priests crossed over before the people. And the sons of Reuben, and the sons of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh crossed over in battle array before the sons of Israel, as Moses had spoken to them. About 40,000 armed men of the army crossed over before Yahweh for battle, to the plains of Jericho. In that day Yahweh made Yahoshua great in the sight of all Israel. And they feared him all the days of his life, even as they feared Moses. And Yahweh spoke to Yahoshua, saying, Order the priests who carry the Ark of the Testimony, that they rise out of the Jordan. And Yahoshua commanded the priests, saying, Rise out of the Jordan. And it happened when the priests who bore the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh had come up out of the midst of the Jordan, and the soles of the feet of the priests had been lifted to the dry land, the waters of the Jordan returned to their place, and flowed over all its banks, as before. And the people came up out of the Jordan on the 10th of the first month, and camped in Gilgal, in the east border of Jericho. And the 12 stones which they took out of the Jordan were raised up in Gilgal by Yahoshua. And he spoke to the sons of Israel, saying, When your sons ask their fathers hereafter, saying, What do these stones mean? Then you shall make your sons know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land. Because Yahweh your Elohim dried up the waters of the Jordan before you, until you crossed over, as Yahweh your Elohim did to the Red Sea, which he dried up before you until we crossed over. So that all the people of the land shall know that the hand of Yahweh is strong, so that you may fear Yahweh your Elohim all the days. Chapter 5. And it happened, when all the kings of the Amorites beyond the Jordan, toward the sea, and all the kings of the Canaanites which were by the sea, heard how Yahweh dried up the waters of the Jordan before the sons of Israel, until they crossed over, their heart was melted. And there was not any more spirit in them before the sons of Israel. At that time Yahweh said to Yahoshua, Make for yourself flint knives, and again circumcise the sons of Israel, the second time. And Yahoshua made flint knives for himself, and circumcised the sons of Israel at the hill of the foreskins. And this is the reason Yahoshua circumcised. All the people who had come out of Egypt, who were males, all the men of war, had died in the wilderness, in the way, as they came out of Egypt. For all the people who had come out were circumcised. And all the people who were born in the wilderness, in the way, as they came out from Egypt, had not been circumcised. For the sons of Israel had walked 40 years in the wilderness, until all the nation, the men of war who had come out of Egypt were consumed, those who did not listen to the voice of Yahweh, to whom Yahweh had sworn to them not to show them the land which Yahweh swore to their fathers, to give to us, a land flowing with milk and honey, these were consumed. And he raised their sons up in their place. Yahoshua circumcised them, for they had been uncircumcised, for they had not been circumcised in the way. And it happened, when all the nation had finished being circumcised, they remained in their places in the camp until they revived. And Yahweh said to Yahoshua, Today I have rolled the reproach of Egypt off of you. And he called the name of that place Gilgal to this day. And the sons of Israel camped in Gilgal, and prepared the Passover in the 14th day of the month, at evening, in the plains of Jericho. And they ate the old grain of the land on the next day after the Passover, unleavened bread and roasted grain, in this same day. And the manna ceased on the next day after they ate of the old grain of the land. And there was no more manna to the sons of Israel, but they ate the produce of the land of Canaan in that year. And it happened, when Yehoshua was beside Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked. And, behold, a man stood in front of him, and his drawn sword was in his hand. And Yehoshua went to him and said to him, Are you for us, or for our foes? And he said, No, for I now come as the captain of the army of Yahweh. And Yehoshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped. And he said to him, What does my master speak to his slave? And the captain of the army of Yahweh said to Yehoshua, Take your shoe off your foot, for the place on which you are standing is holy. And Yehoshua did so. Chapter 6. And Jericho was closed, and was shut in from the face of the sons of Israel, no one going out, and no one coming in. And Yahweh said to Yehoshua, See, I have given Jericho and its king, mighty warriors, into your hand. And you shall go around the city, all the men of battle, going around the city once, so you shall do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. And on the 7th day you shall go around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the ram's horns. And it shall be, when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the ram's horn, all the people shall shout with a great shout. And the wall of the city shall fall down underneath below you, and the people shall go up, each man in front of him. And Yehoshua the son of Nun called the priests and said to them, Take up the ark of the covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of Yahweh. And he said to the people, Pass on, go around the city, and he who is armed shall go on before the ark of Yahweh. And it happened, when Yehoshua spoke to the people, the 7 priests bearing 7 trumpets of ram's horns before Yahweh passed on and blew with the ram's horns. And the ark of the covenant of Yahweh went after them. And he who was armed went before the priests blowing the ram's horns. And the rear guard after the ark, going on and blowing with the ram's horns. And Yehoshua had commanded the people, saying, You shall not shout, nor cause your voice to be heard, nor shall there go from your mouth a word until the day I say to you, Shout. Then you shall shout. And the ark of Yahweh went around the city, going around 1 time. And they came into the camp, and remained in the camp. And Yehoshua rose early in the morning, and the priests bore the ark of Yahweh. And 7 priests bearing 7 trumpets of ram's horns were walking before the ark of Yahweh, going on, and were blowing with the ram's horns. And he who was armed went before them. And the rear guard went behind the ark of Yahweh, going on and blowing with the ram's horns. And they circled the city on the 2nd day 1 time, and returned to the camp. So they did 6 days. And it happened on the 7th day, they rose early, at the dawning of the day, and went around the city 7 times in the same way. Only on that day they circled the city 7 times. And it happened at the 7th time the priests blew with the ram's horns. And Yehoshua said to the people, Shout! For Yahweh has given you the city. And the city shall be devoted to Yahweh, it and all that are in it. Only Rahab the innkeeper shall live, she and all who are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And you shall certainly keep clear of the cursed things, that you not become accursed by taking from the cursed things, and shall make the camp of Israel become accursed, and trouble it. And all the silver and gold, and vessels of copper and iron, they are holy to Yahweh, they shall come into the treasury of Yahweh. And the people shouted, and blew with the ram's horns, and it happened, when the people heard the sound of the ram's horn, the people shouted a great shout. And the wall fell under it, and the people went up into the city, each man in front of him, and they captured the city. And they destroyed all that was in the city, from man even to woman, from young even to aged, and to ox, and sheep, and donkey, by the mouth of the sword. And Yehoshua said to the 2 men who had spied out the land, Go into the house of the woman, the innkeeper, and bring the woman out from there, and all whom she has, as you have sworn to her. And the young men, the spies, went in and brought out Rahab, and her father, and her mother, and her brothers, and all whom she had, yea, they brought all her family, and set them outside the camp of Israel. and they burned the city with fire, and all that was in it. Only they gave the silver and the gold, and the vessels of copper, and of iron, to the treasury of the house of Yahweh. And Yahoshua kept alive Rahab the innkeeper, and the house of her father, and all whom she had. And she lives in the midst of Israel to this day. For she hid the messengers whom Yahoshua sent to spy out Jericho. And at that time Yahoshua adjured, saying, Cursed be the man who rises up before the face of Yahweh and builds this city of Jericho. He shall lay its foundation in his firstborn, and he shall set up its doors in his youngest son. And Yahweh was with Yahoshua, and his fame was in all the land. Chapter 7. And the sons of Israel sinned a sin in the cursed things. And Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah took of the cursed things. And the anger of Yahweh glowed against the sons of Israel. And Yahoshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is near Beth-Aven, on the east of Bethel, and spoke to them, saying, Go up and spy out the land. And the men went up and spied out Ai. And they returned to Yahoshua, and said to him, Do not let all the people go up. Let about 2,000 men, or about 3,000 men, go up, and they shall strike Ai. Do not cause all the people to labor there, for they are few. And about 3,000 men of the people went up there. And they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai struck about 36 men of them, and pursued them before the gate to Shebarim. And they struck them in the descent. And the heart of the people was melted, and became as water. And Yahoshua tore his clothing, and fell on his face to the earth before the ark of Yahweh until the evening, he and the elders of Israel. And they threw dust on their heads. And Yahoshua said, O Adonai Yahweh, why have you at all caused this people to cross over the Jordan to give us into the hands of the Amorites, to destroy us? And, O that we had been willing, and that we had dwelt beyond the Jordan! O Yahweh, what shall I say, after Israel has turned its back before its enemies? And the Canaanites, and all the ones living in the land shall hear, and shall come around against us, and shall cut off our name out of the earth. And what shall you do for your great name? And Yahweh said to Yahoshua, Get yourself up. Why do you fall on your face this way? Israel has sinned, and they also have transgressed my covenant which I commanded them, and have also taken of the cursed things, and have also stolen, and also deceived, and also put it among their stuff. And the sons of Israel have not been able to stand before their enemies, they have turned the back before their enemies because they have become cursed. I will not be with you again if you do not destroy the cursed things from among you. Rise up, sanctify the people, and you shall say, Sanctify yourselves for tomorrow. For so says Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, A cursed thing is among you, Israel, you are not able to stand before your enemies until you take away the cursed thing from among you. And you shall be brought near in the morning, by your tribes. And it shall be, the tribe which Yahweh takes shall draw near by families. And the family which Yahweh takes shall draw near by households. And the household which Yahweh takes shall draw near by men. And it shall be, he who is taken with the accursed thing shall be burned with fire, he and all that he has, because he has transgressed the covenant of Yahweh and because he has committed folly in Israel. And Yahoshua rose early in the morning, and brought Israel near by its tribes. And the tribe of Judah was taken. And he brought the family of Judah near, and he took the family of the Zerahites. And he brought near the family of the Zerahites by men, and Zabdi was taken. And he brought near his household by men, and Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, was taken. And Yahoshua said to Achan, My son, now give glory to Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, and give thanks to him, and please tell me what you have done. Do not hide it from me. And Achan answered Yahoshua, and said, Truly I have sinned against Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, and this I have done. When I saw among the spoil a goodly robe of Shinar, and 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold, one of 50 shekels in weight, then I lusted after them, and took them. And behold, they are hidden in the earth, in the middle of my tent, and the silver under it. And Yahoshua sent messengers, and they ran to the tent, and behold, it was hidden in his tent, and the silver under it. And they took them out of the middle of the tent, and brought them to Yahoshua, and to all the sons of Israel, and laid them out before Yahweh. And Yahoshua, and all Israel with him, took Achan the son of Zerah, and the silver, and the robe, and the wedge of gold, and his sons, and his daughters, and his oxen, and his donkey, and his flock, and his tent, and all that he had. And they made them go up to the valley of Achor. And Yahoshua said, How you have troubled us! Yahweh shall trouble you today. And all Israel threw stones at him, and they burned them with fire, and they stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones to this day. And Yahweh turned back from the heat of his anger. On this account the name of that place is the Valley of Achor until this day. Chapter 8. And Yahweh said to Yahoshua, Do not fear, nor be afraid. Take all the people of war with you, and rise up, go up to Ai. Behold, I have given the king of Ai, and his people, and his city, and his land into your hand. And you shall do to Ai and to its king as you have done to Jericho and its king. Only, its spoil and its cattle you shall take for yourselves. Set yourself an ambush for the city behind it. And Yahoshua rose up, and all the people of war, to go up to Ai. And Yahoshua chose 30,000 men, mighty warriors, and sent them away by night. And he commanded them, saying, See, you will be an ambush against the city, behind the city. You shall not go very far off from the city, and all of you shall be ready. And I and all the people with me shall draw near to the city. And it shall be, when they come out to meet us as at the first, and we have fled before them, and they will come out after us until we have drawn them out of the city. For they will say, They are fleeing before us, as at the first. And we will flee from them. Then you shall rise from the ambush and shall possess the city. And Yahweh your Elohim shall give it into your hand. And it shall be when you capture the city, you shall burn the city with fire. You shall do according to the word of Yahweh. See, I have commanded you. And Yahoshua sent them away, and they went to the ambush, and stayed between Bethel and Ai, on the west of Ai. And Yahoshua remained that night in the midst of the people. And Yahoshua rose early in the morning and called up the people, and they went up, he and the elders of Israel in the sight of the people of Ai. And all the people of war with him went up and drew near, and came before the city. And they camped on the north of Ai, and the valley was between him and Ai. And he took about 5,000 men and set them as an ambush between Bethel and Ai, on the west of the city. And they set the people, all the camp on the north of the city, and its rear on the west of the city. And Yahoshua went into the middle of the valley on that night. And it happened, when the king of Ai saw, the men of the city rose early and hurried to go out to meet Israel in battle, he and all his people at the appointed time before the plain. He did not know that an ambush was against him behind the city. And Yahoshua and all Israel were stricken before them, and they fled the way of the wilderness. And all the people in the city were called to chase them. And they pursued Yahoshua, and were drawn away out of the city. And there was not a man left in Ai and Bethel who had not gone out after Israel. And they left the city open, and chased Israel. And Yahweh said to Yahoshua, Stretch out the javelin in your hand toward Ai. For I will give it into your hand. And Yahoshua stretched out the javelin in his hand toward the city. And the ambush rose up quickly out of their place, and they ran as soon as he had stretched out his hand, and entered the city, and took it. And they hastened and burned the city with fire. And the men of Ai looked behind them, and saw, and, behold, the smoke of the city had gone up into the heaven. And there was no power in them to flee here or there. And the people who had fled to the wilderness turned back against the pursuers. And Yahoshua and all Israel saw that the ambush had captured the city, and that the smoke of the city had gone up. And they turned back and struck the men of Ai. And the others came out from the city to meet them. And they were in the midst of Israel, some on this side, and some on that. And they struck them until not a survivor was left to them, not one that escaped. And they caught the king of Ai and brought him alive to Yahoshua. And it happened, when Israel had made an end to slaying all the ones living in Ai in the field, even in the wilderness where they pursued them, and they, all of them, fell by the mouth of the sword until they were consumed, all Israel turned back to Ai, and struck it with the mouth of the sword. And all who fell during that day, of men and of women, were 12,000, all the men of Ai. And Yahoshua did not draw back his hand with which he stretched out the javelin until he had destroyed all the ones living in Ai. Only, Israel seized for themselves the livestock, and the plunder of the city, according to the word of Yahweh which he commanded Yahoshua. And Yahoshua burned Ai, and made it a heap forever, a desolation to this day. And he hanged the king of Ai on the tree until evening time. And at sundown Yahoshua commanded, and they took his dead body down from the tree, and threw it into the opening of the gate of the city, and raised over it a great heap of stones until this day. Then Yahoshua built an altar to Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, in Mount Ebal. As Moses, the servant of Yahweh, commanded the sons of Israel, as it is written in the book of the Torah of Moses, an altar of whole stones, on which had been wielded no iron. And they offered upon it burnt offerings to Yahweh, and offered peace offerings. And he wrote there on the stones the copy of the Torah of Moses which he had written in the presence of the sons of Israel. And all Israel, and its elders, and authorities, and its judges were standing on this side, the alien as well as the native, and on that of the ark, before the priests, the Levites, who bore the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, half of them in front of Mount Gerizim, and half of them in front of Mount Ebal, as Moses the servant of Yahweh had commanded at the first, that they should bless the people of Israel. And afterward he read all the words of the Torah, the blessing and the curse, according to all that was written in the book of the Torah. There was not a word of all that Moses commanded which Yahoshua did not read before all the assembly of Israel, and the women, and the little ones, and the aliens that walked among them. Chapter 9. And it happened, when all the kings who were beyond the Jordan in the hills and in the lowlands, and in all the coast of the great sea toward Lebanon, heard of it, the Hittite, and the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite. They with one mouth gathered themselves to fight with Yahoshua and with Israel. And the ones living in Gibeon heard what Yahoshua had done to Jericho and to Ai. And they acted slyly, and they went and acted like envoys, and took old sacks for their donkeys, and old wine skins, even torn and bound up. And old and patched sandals on their feet, and old garments on them. And all their provision of bread was dry, it was crumbs. And they went to Yahoshua, to the camp at Gilgal. And they said to him and to the men of Israel, We have come from a distant land. And now cut a covenant with us. And the men of Israel said to the Hivites, Perhaps you are living in our midst, and how shall we cut a covenant with you? And they said to Yahoshua, We are your servants. And Yahoshua said to them, Who are you? And from where do you come? And they said to him, Your servants have come from a very distant land, because of the name of Yahweh your Elohim, for we have heard of his fame, and all that he has done in Egypt. Also what he has done to the two kings of the Amorites beyond the Jordan, to Sihon the king of Heshbon, and to Og the king of Bashan who was in Ashtaroth. And our elders and all the people of our land spoke to us, saying, Take provisions in your hand for the way, and go to meet them. And you shall say to them, We are your servants, and now, cut a covenant with us. We provided ourselves with this hot bread out of our houses on the day we came out to go to you. And now, behold, it is dry and it is crumbs. And these are the wineskins which we filled new, and, behold, they have torn. And these garments of ours, and our sandals, have become old because of the exceeding greatness of the way. And the men took of their provision, and did not ask at the mouth of Yahweh. And Yahoshua made peace with them, and cut a covenant with them, to keep them alive. And the leaders of the congregation swore to them. And at the end of 3 days after they had cut a covenant with them. And it happened that they heard that they were their neighbors, and they were living in their midst. And the sons of Israel journeyed and came to their cities on the third day. And their cities were Gibeon, and Kephirah, and Beeroth, and Kirjath-Joharim. And the sons of Israel did not strike them, for the leaders of the congregation swore to them by Yahweh the Elohim of Israel. And all the congregation murmured against the leaders. And all the leaders said to all the congregation, We have sworn to them by Yahweh the Elohim of Israel, and now we cannot touch them. We shall do this to them, and shall keep them alive, and wrath shall not be on us because of the oath which we have sworn to them. And the leaders said to them, They shall live and be woodcutters, and drawers of water for all the congregation, as the leader spoke to them. And Yahoshua called for them, and he spoke to them, saying, Why have you deceived us, saying, We are very far from you, yet you are living in our midst. And now, you are cursed, and none of you shall fail to be slaves, and woodcutters, and drawers of water for the house of my Elohim. And they answered Yahoshua and said, Because it was certainly told to your servants what Yahweh your Elohim commanded his servant Moses, to give you all the land, and to destroy all the ones living in the land before you, and we were greatly afraid for ourselves, because of you. And we did this thing. And now, behold, we are in your hand. Do whatever is good, and as is right in your eyes to do. And he did so to them, and delivered them from the hand of the sons of Israel. And they did not kill them. And on that day Yahoshua made them woodcutters, and drawers of water for the congregation, and for the altar of Yahweh at the place which he should choose, to this day. Chapter 10. And it happened, when Adoni Zedek king of Jerusalem heard that Yahoshua had captured Ai, and had destroyed it, as he had done to Jericho and to its king, so he had done to Ai and to her king, and that the ones living in Gibeon had made peace with Israel, and were in their midst. They were greatly afraid because Gibeon was a great city, like one of the royal cities, and because it was greater than Ai, and all its men were mighty. And Adoni Zedek king of Jerusalem sent to Hoham king of Hebron, and to Piram king of Jarmuth, and to Japhiah king of Lachish, and to Debir king of Eglon, saying, Come up to me and help me. And we shall strike Gibeon, for it has made peace with Yahoshua, and with the sons of Israel. And the five kings of the Amorites assembled, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, the king of Eglon, they and all their camps. And they camped against Gibeon, and fought against it. And the men of Gibeon sent to Yahoshua, and to the camp at Gilgal, saying, Do not withdraw your hand from your servants. Come up to us quickly, and save us, and help us, for all the kings of the Amorites living in the hills have gathered against us. And Yahoshua went up from Gilgal, he and all the people of war with him, even all the mighty warriors. And Yahweh said to Yahoshua, Do not be afraid of them, for I have given them into your hand. Not a man of them shall stand before you. And Yahoshua came to them suddenly, he had traveled all night from Gilgal. And Yahweh troubled them before Israel, and struck them with a great blow at Gibeon, and he pursued by the way of the ascent of Beth-horon, and struck them to Azekah, and to Makkedah. And it happened, as they fled from the face of Israel, they were in the descent of Beth-horon, even Yahweh cast great hailstones on them out of the heavens, to Azekah, and they died. The many who died by the hailstones were more than the sons of Israel had killed by the sword. Then Yahoshua spoke to Yahweh in the day when Yahweh gave the Amorites up before the sons of Israel, and he said, Sun, stand still before the eyes of Israel in Gibeon. And, moon stand still in the valley of Aijalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stood still, until the nation was avenged on its foes. Is it not written in the book of the upright? Yea, the sun stood still in the middle of the heavens, and did not hasten to go down for a full day. And there has not been a day such as that, before it or after it, for Yahweh listened to the voice of a man. For Yahweh fought for Israel. And Yahoshua returned, and all Israel with him, to the camp at Gilgal. And these five kings fled, and were hidden in a cave at Makkedah. And it was told to Yahoshua, saying, The five kings have been found hidden in a cave at Makkedah. And Yahoshua said, Roll great stones to the mouth of the cave, and set men over it to watch them. And you, do not stand still. Pursue your enemies, and you shall strike the hindmost of them. Do not allow them to go into their cities, for Yahweh your Elohim has given them into your hand. And it happened, when Yahoshua and the sons of Israel had finished destroying them with a very great blow, until they were completely destroyed, and the remnant of them who escaped went into the fortified cities, that all the people returned to the camp in peace, to Yahoshua at Makkedah. Not one sharpened his tongue against the sons of Israel, against any man. And Yahoshua said, Open the mouth of the cave, and bring out to me these five kings from the cave. And they did so, and brought out to him these five kings from the cave, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, the king of Eglon. And it happened, when they brought out these kings to Yahoshua, Yahoshua called to every man of Israel and said to the commanders of the men of war who had gone with him, Draw near, set your feet on the necks of these kings. And they drew near and set their feet on their necks. And Yahoshua said to them, Do not fear nor be afraid. Be strong and brave, For so Yahweh shall do to all your enemies with whom you are fighting. And afterward Yahoshua struck them, and executed them, and hung them on 5 trees. And they were hanging on the trees until the evening. And it happened at the time of the going down of the sun, Yahoshua commanded, and they took them down from the trees, and threw them into the cave where they had been hidden, and put great stones on the mouth of the cave until this very day. And that day Yahoshua captured Machedah. And he struck it by the mouth of the sword, and he destroyed its king, them, and every person in it. He did not leave a survivor. And he did to the king of Machedah as he did to the king of Jericho. And Yahoshua passed on, and all Israel with him, from Machedah to Libnah. And he fought with Libnah. And Yahweh also gave it into the hand of Israel, and its king. And they struck it by the mouth of the sword, and every person in it, he did not leave a survivor in it. And he did to its king as he did to the king of Jericho. And Yahoshua passed on, and all Israel with him, from Libnah to Lachish. And they camped against it, and fought against it. And Yahweh gave Lachish into the hand of Israel, and he captured it on the second day, and struck it by the mouth of the sword, and every person in it, according to all that he did to Libnah. Then Horam the king of Gezer came up to help Lachish. And Yahoshua struck him and his people until there was not left to him a survivor. And Yahoshua passed on, and all Israel with him, from Lachish to Eglon. And they camped against it, and fought against it. And captured it on that day, and struck it with the mouth of the sword. And he destroyed every person in it on that day, according to all that he did to Lachish. And Yahoshua went on, and all Israel with him, from Eglon to Hebron. And they fought against it. And captured it, and struck it by the mouth of the sword, and its king, and all its cities, and every person in it, he did not leave a survivor, according to all that he did to Eglon, and destroyed it and every person in it. And Yahoshua returned, and all Israel with him, to Debir, and fought against it. And they captured it and its king, and all its cities. And they struck them by the mouth of the sword, and destroyed every person in it, he did not leave a survivor. As he did to Hebron, so he did to Debir, and to its king, even as he did to Libnah, and to its king. And Yahoshua struck all the land, the heights and the Negev, and the Shephelah, and the slopes, and all their kings. He did not leave a survivor, but he destroyed all that breathed, as Yahweh the Elohim of Israel had commanded. And Yahoshua struck them from Kadesh Barnea, even to Gaza, and all the land of Goshen, even to Gibeon. And Yahoshua captured all these kings in their land at one time, for Yahweh the Elohim of Israel fought for Israel. And Yahoshua returned, and all Israel with him to the camp at Gilgal. Chapter 11. And it happened, when Jabin the king of Hazor heard, he sent to Jobab the king of Madon, and to the king of Shimron, and to the king of Akshaph, and to the kings that were on the north of the heights, and in the plains south of Kinneroth, and in the low country, and in the hills of Dor on the west. To the Canaanite on the east, and on the west, and the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Jebusite in the heights, and the Hivite below Hermon, in the land of Mizpeh. And they went out, they and all their camps with them, a people plentiful as the sand on the seashore in number, and very many horses and chariots. And all these kings met together. And they came and camped together at the waters of Merom, to fight with Israel. And Yahweh said to Yahoshua, "Do not fear before them, for about this time tomorrow I will give all of them up slain before Israel. You shall hamstring their horses, and burn their chariots with fire." And Yahoshua came, and all the people of war with him, against them by the waters of Merom. And they suddenly fell on them. And Yahweh gave them into Israel's hand, and they struck them, and pursued them to the great Sidon, and to the burning waters, and to the valley of Mizpeh eastward. And they struck them until he did not have a survivor left to them. And Yahoshua did to them as Yahweh said to him. He hamstrung their horses, and burned their chariots with fire. And Yahoshua returned and captured Hazor at that time. And he struck its king by the sword, for Hazor was formerly head of all these kingdoms. And they struck every person in it by the mouth of the sword. He destroyed them, he did not leave anyone breathing, and he burned Hazor with fire. And Yahoshua captured all the cities of these kings, and all their kings. And he struck them by the mouth of the sword. He destroyed them, as Moses the servant of Yahweh had commanded. But as for all the cities which stood by their mounds, Israel did not burn them, but Yahoshua only burned Hazor. And the sons of Israel seized for themselves all the plunder of these cities, and the livestock. But they struck every human being by the mouth of the sword, until they had destroyed them, they did not leave anyone breathing. As Yahweh commanded his servant Moses, so Moses commanded Yahoshua, and so Yahoshua did. He did not turn aside from anything of all that Yahweh commanded Moses. And Yahoshua took all this land, the heights, and all the Negev, and all the land of Goshen, and the Shephelah, and the Arabah, and the mountains of Israel, and its lowlands. From Mount Halak, that goes up to Seir, even to Baalgad in the valley of Lebanon, below Mount Hermon. And he took all their kings, and struck them, and killed them. And Yahoshua made war many days with all those kings. There was not a city that made peace with the sons of Israel except the Hivites, ones living in Gibeon. They took all in battle. For it was of Yahweh to harden their hearts, so that they should come against Israel in battle, so that they might be destroyed, so that they might have no favor, but that he might destroy them, as Yahweh commanded Moses. At that time Yahoshua came and cut off the Anakim from the mountains, from Hebron, from Debir, from Anna, and from all the mountains of Judah, and from all the mountains of Israel. Yahoshua completely destroyed them with their cities. There were none of the Anakim left in the land of the sons of Israel, only some remained in Gaza, in Gath, and in Ashdod. And Yahoshua took the whole of the land, according to all that Yahweh had spoken to Moses. And Yahoshua gave it for Israel according to their divisions, by their tribes. And the land had rest from war. Chapter 12. And these are the kings of the land whom the sons of Israel struck, and they seized their land beyond the Jordan, at the sunrising, from the river Arnon to Mount Hermon, and all the Arabah eastward. Sihon the king of the Amorites who lived in Heshbon, and ruled from Aroer, which is on the bank of the river Arnon, and from its valley floor, and half Gilead, even to the river Jabbok, the border of the sons of Ammon. And from the Arabah to the sea of Kinneroth on the east, and to the sea of the Arabah, even the salt sea, eastward, the way to Beth-Jeshimoth, and on the south under the slopes of Pisgah. And the border of Og the king of Bashan, of the rest of the giants, who lived at Ashtaroth and at Edrei. And reigned in Mount Hermon and in Salekah, and in all Bashan, to the border of the Geshurites and the Maacathites, and half Gilead, the border of Sihon the king of Heshbon. Moses the servant of Yahweh and the sons of Israel struck them. And Moses the servant of Yahweh gave it for a possession to the Reubenites, and the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. And these are the kings of the land whom Yahoshua and the sons of Israel struck beyond the Jordan westward, from Baalgad in the valley of Lebanon even to Mount Halak that goes up to Seir, which Yahoshua gave to the tribes of Israel for a possession according to their divisions. In the mountains, and in the lowlands, and in the Arabah, and in the slopes, and in the wilderness, and in the Negev, the Hittites, the Amorites, and the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. The king of Jericho, 1, the king of Ai, which is beside Bethel, 1. The king of Jerusalem, 1, the king of Hebron, 1. The king of Jarmuth, 1, the king of Lachish, 1. The king of Eglon, 1, the king of Gezer, 1. The king of Debir, 1, the king of Gader, 1. The king of Horma, 1, the king of Arad, 1. The king of Libna, 1, the king of Adullam, 1. The king of Makkedah, 1, the king of Bethel, 1. The king of Tappuah, 1, the king of Hafer, 1. The king of Aphek, 1, the king of Sharon, 1. The king of Madon, 1, the king of Hazor, 1. The king of Shimron Meron, 1, the king of Akshaf, 1. The king of Taanach, 1, the king of Megiddo, 1. The king of Kadesh, 1, the king of Jokneam in Carmel, 1. The king of Dor in the coast of Dor, 1, the king of the nations of Gilgal, 1. The king of Tirzah, 1. All the kings were 31. Chapter 13. And Yahoshua was old, going on in days. And Yahweh said to him, You have become aged, you are far along in days, yet very much land remains to be possessed. This is the land that still remains, all the regions of the Philistines, and all Geshuri. from Shihor which fronts on Egypt, and to the border of Ekron northward, it is counted to the Canaanites, five lords of the Philistines, of Gaza, of Ashdod, of Ashkelon, of Gath, and of Ekron, also the Avim. From the south, all the land of the Canaanites, and Maarah which belongs to the Sidonians, to Aphek, to the border of the Amorites. And the land of the Giblites, and all Lebanon, toward the sunrising, from Baal Gad below Mount Hermon to the entering to Hamath. All the ones living in the hills, from Lebanon to the burning waters, all the Sidonians, I will dispossess them before the sons of Israel. Only, cause it to fall to Israel for an inheritance, as I have commanded you. Now, then, divide this land for an inheritance to the nine tribes, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. With him the Reubenites, and the Gadites received their inheritance, which Moses gave to them beyond the Jordan eastward, as Moses the servant of Yahweh has given to them. From Aroer on the lip of the river Arnon, and the city which is in the middle of the valley, and all the plain of Medeba, to Dibon. And all the cities of Sihon the king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, to the border of the sons of Ammon. And Gilead, and the border of the Geshurites, and of the Maacathite, and all Mount Hermon, and all Bashan to Salcah. All the kingdom of Og and Bashan, who reigned in Ashtaroth and in Edrei, he remained of the remnant of the giants. And Moses struck them and dispossessed them. But the sons of Israel did not dispossess the Geshurites and the Maacathite, but Geshur and Maacath live in the midst of Israel until today. Only, he has not given an inheritance to the tribe of Levi. The fire offerings of Yahweh the Elohim of Israel are its inheritance, as he has spoken to it. And Moses gave to the tribe of the sons of Reuben, for their families. And their border was from Aroer on the lip of the river Arnon, and the city which is in the middle of the valley, and all the plain by Medeba. Heshbon, and all its cities in the tableland, Dibon, and Bamoth-Baal, and Beth-Baal-Maon. And Jahaza, and Kedemoth, and Mepheth. And Kirjathaim, and Sibma, and Zereth-Shahar in the mountain of the valley. And Beth-Peor, and the slopes of Pisgah, and Beth-Jeshimoth. And all the cities of the tableland, and all the kingdom of Sihon the king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, whom Moses struck with the rulers of Midian, Evi, and Rechem, and Zur, and Hur, and Reba, chiefs of Sihon, those living in the land. And the sons of Israel killed Balaam the son of Beor, the one divining, with the sword, among their slain. And the border of the sons of Reuben was from the Jordan, and its border. This was the inheritance of the sons of Reuben for their families, the cities and their villages. And Moses gave to the tribe of Gad, to the sons of Gad, for their families. And their border was to Jazer, and all the cities of Gilead, and half of the land of the sons of Ammon, to Aroer, which is before Rabbah. And from Heshbon to Ramoth Mizpeh, and Betanim, and from Mahanaim to the border of Debir. And in the valley, Beth Aram, and Beth Nimra, and Sukkoth, and Zaphon, the rest of the kingdom of Sihon the king of Heshbon, the Jordan and its border, to the edge of the sea of Kinnereth, beyond the Jordan, eastward. This is the inheritance of the sons of Gad, for their families, the cities and their villages. And Moses gave inheritance to the half-tribe of Manasseh. And it was to the half of the tribe of the sons of Manasseh, for their families. And their border was from Mahanaim, all Bashan, all the kingdom of Og the king of Bashan, and all the small towns of Jair in Bashan, 60 cities. And the half of Gilead, and Ashtaroth, and Edrei, cities of the kingdom of Og in Bashan, belonged to the sons of Machir, the son of Manasseh, to the half of the sons of Machir for their families. These are they whom Moses caused to inherit in the plains of Moab, beyond the Jordan, opposite Jericho, eastward. But Moses did not give an inheritance to the tribe of Levi. Yahweh the Elohim of Israel himself is their inheritance, as he has spoken to them. Chapter 14. And these are they of the sons of Israel who inherited in the land of Canaan, whom Eleazar the priest and Yahoshua the son of Nun and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the sons of Israel caused to inherit. Their inheritance was by lot, as Yahweh commanded by the hand of Moses, for the nine tribes, and the half-tribe. For Moses had given the inheritance of two of the tribes and the half-tribe, beyond the Jordan, and he did not give any inheritance to the Levites among them. For the sons of Joseph were two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. And they did not give a portion to the Levites in the land, except cities to live in, with the open land around them for their livestock and for their substance. As Yahweh commanded Moses, so the sons of Israel did, and they allotted the land. And the sons of Judah came near to Yahoshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite said to him, you know the word that Yahweh spoke to Moses the man of Elohim as to me and as to you in Kadesh Barnea. I was a son of 40 years when Moses the servant of Yahweh sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought him back word as it was in my heart. But my brothers who went up with me caused the heart of the people to melt, yet I fully followed after Yahweh my Elohim. And Moses swore in that day, saying, surely the land on which your foot has trodden shall be an inheritance for you and for your sons forever, because you have fully followed after Yahweh my Elohim. And now, behold, Yahweh has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years since Yahweh spoke this word to Moses, when Israel went in the wilderness. And now, behold, today I am a son of 85 years. Yet I am as strong today as in the day Moses sent me. As my strength was then, so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. And now, give to me this mountain, of which Yahweh spoke in that day, for you heard in that day how the sons of Anak were there, and great walled cities. If Yahweh shall be with me, then I shall dispossess them, as Yahweh has spoken. And Yahoshua blessed him, and he gave Hebron to Caleb the son of Jephunneh for an inheritance. Therefore, Hebron has belonged to Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, for an inheritance to this day, because he fully followed after Yahweh the Elohim of Israel. And the name of Hebron before was City of Arba, that one was a great man among the Anakim. And the land had rest from war. Chapter 15. And the lot for the tribe of the sons of Judah for their families was to the border of Edom, the wilderness of Zin southward, in the extreme south. And their south border was from the end of the Salt Sea, from the bay that looked southward. And it went out southward to the ascent of Akrabim, and passed on to Zin, and went up on the south of Kadesh Barnea, and passed to Hezron, and went up toward Adar, and turned toward Karka. And passed on to Asmon, and went out by the torrent of Egypt, and the boundary line was at the sea. This shall be your south border. And the east border was the Salt Sea to the end of the Jordan, and the border on the north side was from the bay of the sea at the end of the Jordan. And the border went up to Beth Hogla, and passed on the north of Beth Araba, and the border went up to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. And the border went up toward Debir from the valley of Achor, and northward looking toward Gilgal, which is opposite to the ascent of Adamim, which is the south side of the torrent, and the border passed to the waters of En-Shemesh, and its boundary line was at En-Rogel. And the border went up to the valley of the son of Hinnom, to the side of the Jebusite on the south, it is Jerusalem, and the border went up to the top of the mountain which is before the valley of Hinnom westward at the far end of the valley of the giants northward. And the border was drawn from the top of the mount to the fountain of the waters of Nephtoah, and it went up to the cities of Mount Ephron, and the border was drawn to Bala, it is Kirjath-Jeharim. And the border turned around from Bala westward to Mount Seir, and passed toward the side of Mount Jeharim on the north, it is Kesalon, and went down to Beth Shemesh, and passed along by Timnah. And the border went out to the side of Ekron northward, and the border was drawn to Shikaron, and passed along to Mount Bala, and went out to Jabneel. And the boundary line was at the sea. And the west border was to the great sea, and its coast. This is the border of the sons of Judah all around, for their families. And he gave a portion to Caleb the son of Jephunneh among the sons of Judah, according to the command of Yahweh to Yahoshua, the city of Arba, the father of Anak, it is Hebron. And Caleb dispossessed from there the three sons of Anak, Sheshai, Ahiman, and Talmai, the sons of Anak. And he went up there to the ones living in Debir, and the name of Debir formerly was the city of Sepher. And Caleb said, he who strikes the city of Sepher, and captures it, I shall give my daughter Aksa to him for a wife. And Othniel, the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, captured it. And he gave his daughter Aksa to him for a wife. And it happened, as she came, that she persuaded him to ask from her father a field. And she dismounted from the donkey, and Caleb said to her, what do you desire? And she said, give a blessing to me. You have given me the land of the south, then you shall give to me springs of water. And he gave to her the upper springs and the lower springs. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Judah, for their families. And the cities at the furthest border of the tribe of the sons of Judah were to the border of Edom in the south, Kabtzeel, and Eder, and Jaguar, and Kenah, and Dimonah, and Adada, and Kadesh, and Hazer, and Ithnan, Ziph, and Telem, and Beeloth, and Hazer, Hadada, and Kerioth, and Hezron, which is Hazer, Ammon, and Shema, and Melada, and Hetzar Gada, and Heshmon, and Beth Pelet, and Hetzar Shual, and Beer Sheba, and Bizjothiah, Bala, and Iam, and Etzem, and Eltalad, and Kasil, and Horma, and Ziklag, and Madmannah, and Sansanah, and Lebaoth, and Shilhim, and Ain, and Rimmon. All the cities are 29 and their villages. In the lowlands were Eshtael, and Zoriah, and Ashnah, and Zenoah, and Enganim, Tapua, and Enam, Jarmuth, and Adullam, Soko, and Azakah, and Shiarayim, and Adithayim, and Gedera, and Gedereth Aim, 14 cities and their villages. Zenon, and Hadasha, and Migdalgad, and Dilon, and Mizpeh, and Jokthiel, Lachish, and Bozkath, and Eglon, and Kabon, and Lamam, and Kithlish, and Gedereth, Beth Dagon, and Naamah, and Makedah, 16 cities and their villages. Libnah, and Ether, and Ashan, and Jifta, and Ashnah, and Netzeb, and Keilah, and Aksib, and Mareshah, 9 cities and their villages. Ekron with its daughter villages. From Ekron even to the sea, all that were at hand by Ashdod, and their villages. Ashdod with its daughter villages, Gaza with its daughter villages, to the river of Egypt, and the great sea, and its coast. And in the hills, Shamir, and Yatir, and Soko, and Dana, and Kirjathsana, which is Debir, and Anab, and Eshtemo, and Anim, and Goshen, and Holon, and Gilo, 11 cities and their villages. Arab and Duma, and Eshan, and Janum, and Beth Tapua, and Afeka, and Humtah, and the city of Arba, which is Hebron, and Seor, 9 cities and their villages. Maon, Carmel, and Ziph, and Jutah, and Jezreel, and Jokdaam, and Zenoah, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah, 10 cities and their villages. Halhul, Beth Zur, and Gedor, and Myaroth, and Bethanoth, and Eltikon, 6 cities and their villages. Kirjath Baal, which is Kirjath Joharim, and Rabbah, 2 cities and their villages. In the wilderness, Beth Araba, Middin, and Sekaka, and Nibshan, and the city of Salt, and En Gedi, 6 cities and their villages. As for the Jebusites, the ones living in Jerusalem, the sons of Judah could not drive them out. But the Jebusites dwell with the sons of Judah at Jerusalem to this day. Chapter 16. And the lot of the sons of Joseph went out from the Jordan at Jericho, to the waters of Jericho eastward, to the wilderness which went from Jericho to the hills of Bethel. And it went from Bethel to Luz, and passed on to the border of the Arkites, to Adaroth, and went down westward to the border of the Japhletites, to the border of Beth Horon the lower, and to Gezer, and its boundary line was at the sea. And Manasseh and Ephraim, the sons of Joseph, inherited. And the border of the sons of Ephraim was by their families, the border of their inheritance on the east was Adaroth Adar to Beth Horon the upper. And the border went out at the sea to Michmethah on the north, and the border went around eastward to Tianath Shiloh, and passed by it eastward to Janohah, and went down from Janohah to Adaroth, and to Naaroth, and touched on Jericho, and went out at the Jordan. From Tapua, the border went westward to the river Kana, and its boundary line was at the sea. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Ephraim, for their families. And the separate cities of the sons of Ephraim were in the midst of the inheritance of the sons of Manasseh, all the cities and their villages. And they did not expel the Canaanite who lived in Gezer. And the Canaanite lives in the midst of Ephraim to this day, and is serving under tribute. Chapter 17. And the lot came for the tribe of Manasseh, for he was the firstborn of Joseph, to Machir the firstborn of Manasseh, father of Gilead, for he had been a man of battle, and he had Gilead and Bashan. And there was a lot remaining for the sons of Manasseh, for their families, for the sons of Abiezer, and for the sons of Halek, and for the sons of Israel, and for the sons of Shechem, and for the sons of Hefer, and for the sons of Shemidah, these being the sons of Manasseh the son of Joseph by their families. But Zelophehad the son of Hefer, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, had no sons, but daughters. And these were the names of his daughters, Mahlah, and Noah, Hoglah, Milcah, and Tirzah. And they drew near before Eleazar the priest, and before Yahoshua the son of Nun, and before the rulers, saying, Yahweh commanded Moses to give to us an inheritance among our brothers, and at the mouth of Yahweh he gave to them an inheritance among their father's brothers. And 10 portions fell to Manasseh, besides that from the land of Gilead and Bashan beyond the Jordan. Because the daughters of Manasseh had inherited an inheritance among his sons, and the land of Gilead belonged to the sons of Manasseh who remained. And the border of Manasseh was from Asher to Michmethah, which fronts on Shechem. And the border went up to the right to the ones living in En-Tappuah. The land of Tappuah belonged to Manasseh, but Tappuah on the border of Manasseh belonged to the sons of Ephraim. And the border went down to the river Kana, south of the river. These cities of Ephraim were in the midst of the cities of Manasseh, and the border of Manasseh was on the north of the river, and its boundary line was at the sea. Southward, it was Ephraim's. And northward, it was Manasseh's, and the sea was its border. And they met in Asher on the north, and in Issachar on the east. And Manasseh had in Issachar and in Asher, Beth Shean and its daughter villages, and Iblim and its daughter villages, and the ones living in Dor and its daughter villages, and the ones living in Ender and its daughter villages, and the ones living in Tianok and its daughter villages, and the ones living in Megiddo and its daughter villages, 3 regions. But the sons of Manasseh had not been able to dispossess these cities, for the Canaanite determined to live in this land. And it happened, when the sons of Israel became strong, they put the Canaanites to tribute, but did not completely dispossess them. And the sons of Joseph spoke with Yahoshua, saying, Why have you given to me one lot and one portion as an inheritance, since I am a numerous people? For Yahweh has blessed me until now. And Yahoshua said to them, If you are a numerous people, go up to the forest for yourself, and you shall cut down for yourself there in the land of the Perizzite, and of the giants, if Mount Ephraim is too narrow for you. And the sons of Joseph said, The hills will not be acquired for us. And every Canaanite who lives in the land of the valley has a chariot of iron, those that are of Beth Shean and its daughter villages, and of him who is in the valley of Jezreel. And Yahoshua spoke to the house of Joseph, to Ephraim and to Manasseh, saying, You are a numerous people, and have great power, you shall not have one lot. Because the hill is yours. Because it is a forest, you shall cut it down, and its outer limits shall be yours, for you shall dispossess the Canaanite, even though it has chariots of iron. Even though it is strong. Chapter 18. And all the company of the sons of Israel were gathered at Shiloh. And they established the tabernacle of the congregation there. And the land had been subdued before them. And 7 tribes were left among the sons of Israel who had not shared their inheritance. And Yahoshua said to the sons of Israel, Until when will you fail to go in to possess the land which He, Yahweh the Elohim of your fathers, has given to you? Give from among you 3 men of a tribe, and I shall send them. And they shall go up and down through the land, and map it according to their inheritance, and then come to me. And they shall divide it into 7 parts. Judah shall stay within their border on the south, and the house of Joseph shall stay within their border on the north. And you shall map the land in 7 parts, and shall bring it to me here. And I shall cast a lot for you here before Yahweh our Elohim. For there shall be no portion to the Levites among you, for the priesthood of Yahweh is their inheritance. And Gad, and Reuben, and the half-tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance beyond the Jordan eastward, which Moses the servant of Yahweh gave to them. And the men rose up and went. And Yahoshua commanded those who were going to map out the land, saying, Go, and walk up and down through the land, and map it, and return to me. And I will cast a lot for you here before Yahweh at Shiloh. And the men passed through the land, and mapped it by cities into 7 parts, in a book. And they came to Yahoshua, to the camp at Shiloh. And Yahoshua cast lots for them in Shiloh before Yahweh. And Yahoshua apportioned the land to the sons of Israel there, according to their divisions. And the lot of the tribe of the sons of Benjamin came up, according to their families, and the border of their lot went out between the sons of Judah and the sons of Joseph. And their border was at the north side from the Jordan, and the border went up to the side of Jericho on the north, and went up through the hills westward, and its boundary line was at the wilderness of Beth-Aven. And the border went up from there to Luz, to the side of Luz, it is Bethel, southward, and the border went down to Adarothadar, near the hill that is on the south of the lower Beth-Horon. And the border was drawn and went around to the sea coast southward, from the hill which fronts on Beth-Horon southward, and its boundary line was at the city of Baal, it is Kirjath-Jeharim, a city of the sons of Judah, this is the west side. And the south side was from the end of Kirjath-Jeharim, and the border went out westward, and went out to the spring of the waters of Nephtoah. And the border went down to the end of the mountain that is before the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is in the valley of the giants northward, and went down the valley of Hinnom to the side of the Jebusite on the south, and went down to En-Rogel. And it was drawn from the north and went out to En-Shemesh, and went out toward Geliloth, which is across from the ascent of Adamim, and went down to the stone of Bohan the son of Reuben. And passed on to the side opposite to the Arabah northward, and went down to the Arabah. And the border passed on to the side of Beth-Hogla northward, and the boundary line was at the north tongue of the Salt Sea, to the extreme south of the Jordan, this was the southern border. And the Jordan borders it on the east side. This was the inheritance of the sons of Benjamin, according to its borders all around, according to their families. And the cities for the tribe of the sons of Benjamin, by their families, were Jericho, Beth-Hogla, and the valley of Kaziz. And Beth-Araba, and Semarayim, and Bethel. And Avites, and Parah, and Ophrah. And Kepharhamani, and Ophni and Geba, 12 cities and their villages. Gibeon, and Ramah, and Beeroth. And Mizpeh, and Kephirah, and Moza. And Rechem, and Yerpeel, and Teralah. And Zela, Eleph, and Jebusi, which is Jerusalem, Gibeath, and Kirjath, 14 villages. This is the inheritance of the sons of Benjamin, by their families. Chapter 19. And the second lot came forth to Simeon, for the tribe of the sons of Simeon according to their families. And their inheritance was inside the inheritance of the sons of Judah. And they had for their inheritance, Beersheba, and Sheba, and Melada. And Hetzar Shual and Bala, and Etzem. And Eltalad, and Bethel, and Horma. And Ziklag, and Beth Markaboth, and Hetzar Susa. And Beth Lebaoth, and Sheruhan, 13 cities and their villages. Ein, Remmon, and Ether, and Ashan, 4 cities and their villages. And all the villages that were all around these cities to Baaloth Be'er, Ramah of the south. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Simeon according to their families. The inheritance of the sons of Simeon was out of the portion of the sons of Judah. For the part of the sons of Judah was too much for them. Therefore, the sons of Simeon had their inheritance within their inheritance. And the third lot came up for the sons of Zebulun according to their families. And the border of their inheritance was to Sarid. And their border went up toward the sea, and Merala, and reached to Dabasheth, and reached to the torrent in front of Jokneam. And turned east from Sarid toward the rising of the sun, to the border of the flames of Tabor, and goes out to Dabarath, and goes up to Japhiah. And from there it passes on along on the east to Gidah Hefer, to Itah Kazin, and goes out to Remmon Meth or to Naah. And the border goes around it on the north side to Hanathon, and its boundaries are in the valley of Jiphthahel. And Kadath, and Nahalal, and Shimron, and Idalah, and Bethlehem, 12 cities and their villages. This is the inheritance of the sons of Zebulun according to their families, these cities and their villages. The fourth lot came out to Issachar, for the sons of Issachar according to their families. And their border was toward Jezreel, and Kesiloth, and Shunem. And Hapharaim, and Shihon, and Anaharoth. And Rabith, and Kishion, and Abez. And Remeth, and Enganim, and Enhada, and Beth-Pazez. And the border reaches to Tabor, and Shahazima, and Beth-Shemesh. And the boundaries of their border were at Jordan, 16 cities and their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Issachar according to their families, the cities and their villages. And the fifth lot came out for the tribe of the sons of Asher, according to their families. And their border was Helkath, and Hali, and Biten, and Akshaph. And Elamelech, and Ahimad, and Mishal, and reaches to Carmel westward, and to Shehor Libnath. And it turns toward the rising of the sun to Beth Dagon, and it reaches to Zebulun, and to the valley of Jiphthahel toward the north side of Beth Emek, and Neiel, and goes out to Kabul on the left hand. And Hebron, and Rehob, and Hammon, and Kanah to Great Sidon. And the border turns to Ramah, and to the strong city Tyre. And the border turns to Hosah, and the outer limits of it are at the sea from the line to Aksib. And Umah, and Aphek, and Rehob, 22 cities and their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Asher according to their families, these cities and their villages. The sixth lot came out to the sons of Naphtali, for the sons of Naphtali by their families. And their border was from Haleph, from Alon to Zaan and Neem, and Adami, Nekeb, and Jabneel, to Lakkum. And its boundaries were at Jordan. And the border turns west toward Asnath Tabor, and goes out from there to Hukkok, and reached to Zebulun on the south side, and reaches to Asher on the west side, and to Judah on Jordan toward the rising of the sun. And the fortified cities are Zedim, Zer, and Hammath, Rakkath, and Kinnereth. And Adamah, and Ramah, and Hazer. And Kadesh, and Edrei, and En-Hazer. And Yeron, and Migdalel, Horam, and Beth-Anath, and Beth-Shemesh, 19 cities and their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Naphtali by their families, the cities and their villages. The seventh lot came out for the tribe of the sons of Dan by their families. And the border of their inheritance was Zorah, and Eshtaol, and Irshemesh. And Shaalabim, and Ayalon, and Jethla. And Elon, and Timnah, and Ekron. And Eltekeh, and Gibbethon, and Baaloth. And Jehud, and Beneberak, and Gath Rimmon. And Mayarkon, and Rakkon, with the border before Japho. And the border of the sons of Dan came out too little for them. And the sons of Dan went up to fight against Leshem, and took it, and struck it with the mouth of the sword, and possessed it, and lived in it. And they called Leshem Dan, after the name of their father Dan. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Dan by their families, these cities and their villages. When they had made an end of dividing the land for inheritance by their borders, the sons of Israel gave an inheritance to Yahoshua the son of Nun among them. According to the mouth of Yahweh, they gave him the city which he asked, Timnath-Serah in Mount Ephraim. And he built the city and lived in it. These are the inheritances which Eleazar the priest, and Yahoshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the sons of Israel divided for an inheritance by lot in Shiloh before Yahweh, at the door of the tent of meeting. So they finished dividing the land. Chapter 20. And Yahweh spoke to Yahoshua, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, Appoint cities of refuge for you, as I have spoken to you by the hand of Moses. That the manslayer who in innocence strikes anyone mortally, without knowing, may flee there. And they shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood. And he shall flee to one of those cities and shall stand at the entrance of the gate of the city, and shall declare his matter in the ears of the elders of that city. And they shall take him into the city to themselves, and shall give him a place, and he shall live with them. And if the avenger of blood pursues him, then they shall not deliver the manslayer into his hand, for he has struck his neighbor without knowing, and did not hate him yesterday and the day before. And he shall live in that city until he stands before the congregation for judgment, until the death of the high priest who is in those days. Then the manslayer shall return and come to his city, and to his house, to the city from where he fled. And they set apart Kadesh in Galilee, in the hills of Naphtali, and Shechem in the hills of Ephraim, and Kirjatharba, it is Hebron, in the hills of Judah. And beyond the Jordan, at Jericho eastward, they gave Betzer in the wilderness, on the tableland out of the tribe of Reuben, and Ramoth in Gilead out of the tribe of Gad, and Golan in Bashan out of the tribe of Manasseh. These were the appointed cities for all the sons of Israel, and for the alien who was living in their midst, that he who had struck anyone mortally without knowing might flee there, and not die by the hand of the avenger of blood, until he stood before the congregation. Chapter 21. And the heads of the fathers of the Levites came near to Eleazar the priest, and to Yahoshua the son of Nun, and to the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the sons of Israel. And they spoke to them in Shiloh, in the land of Canaan, saying, Yahweh commanded by the hand of Moses to give cities to us to live in, and their open land for our livestock. And the sons of Israel gave to the Levites out of their inheritance these cities and their open land, at the mouth of Yahweh. And the lot came out for the families of the Kohathites. And the sons of Aaron the priest, of the Levites, had by lot out of the tribe of Judah, and out of the tribe of Simeon, and out of the tribe of Benjamin, 13 cities. And the rest of the sons of Kohath had by lot out of the families of the tribe of Ephraim, and out of the tribe of Dan, and out of the half-tribe of Manasseh, 10 cities. And the sons of Gershon had by lot out of the families of the tribe of Issachar, and out of the tribe of Asher, and out of the tribe of Naphtali, and out of the half-tribe of Manasseh in Bashan, 13 cities. The sons of Merari by their families had out of the tribe of Reuben, and out of the tribe of Gad, and out of the tribe of Zebulun, 12 cities. And the sons of Israel gave by lot to the Levites these cities with their open land, as Yahweh commanded by the hand of Moses. And they gave out of the tribe of the sons of Judah, and out of the tribe of the sons of Simeon, these cities which are called by name, which the sons of Aaron had, being of the families of the Kohathites, who were of the sons of Levi. For theirs was the first lot. And they gave them the city of Arba, the father of Anak, which is Hebron, in the hills of Judah, with its open lands around it. But the fields of the city, and its villages, they gave to Caleb the son of Jephunneh for his own. So they gave Hebron and its open lands to the sons of Aaron the priest as a city of refuge for the slayer, and Libnah and its open lands. And Yatir and its open lands, and Eshtemoah and its open lands. And Holon and its open lands, and Debir and its open lands. And Ain and its open lands, and Jutah and its open lands, and Beth Shemesh and its open lands, 9 cities out of those 2 tribes. And out of the tribe of Benjamin, Gibeon and its open lands, Geba and its open lands. Anathoth and its open lands, and Almon and its open lands, 4 cities. And all the cities of the sons of Aaron the priest were 13 cities and their open land. And the families of the sons of Kohath, the Levites who were left of the sons of Kohath, even they had the cities of their lot out of the tribe of Ephraim. And they gave them Shechem and its open land in Mount Ephraim as a city of refuge for the manslayer, and Gezer and its open lands. And Kibtzayim and its open lands, and Beth Horon and its open lands, 4 cities. And out of the tribe of Dan, Eltike and its open lands, Gibbethon and its open lands. Aijalon and its open lands, Gath Rimmon and its open lands, 4 cities. And out of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Taanach and its open lands, and Gath Rimmon and its open lands, 2 cities. All the cities were 10, and their open land, for the families of the sons of Kohath that were left. And to the sons of Gershon, of the families of the Levites from the half-tribe of Manasseh they gave Golan in Bashan and its open lands as a city of refuge for the manslayer, and Baesh Terah and its open lands, 2 cities. And from the tribe of Issachar they gave Kishon and its open lands, and Dabarath and its open lands. Jarmuth and its open lands, and Ganim and its open lands, 4 cities. And out of the tribe of Asher, Mishal and its open lands, Abdon and its open lands. Helkath and its open lands, Rehob and its open lands, 4 cities. And out of the tribe of Naphtali, Kadesh in Galilee and its open lands as a city of refuge for the manslayer, and Hamath Dor and its open lands, and Kerton, and its open lands, 3 cities. All the cities of the Gershonites according to their families were 13 cities and their open land. And to the families of the sons of Merari, the rest of the Levites, out of the tribe of Zebulun, they gave Jokneam and its open lands, and Kartah and its open lands. Dimnah and its open lands, Nahalol and its open lands, 4 cities. And out of the tribe of Reuben, Betzer and its open lands, and Jahaza and its open lands. Kedemoth and its open lands, and Mepheth and its open lands, 4 cities. And out of the tribe of Gad, Ramoth in Gilead and its open lands as a city of refuge for the manslayer, and Mahanaim and its open lands. Heshbon and its open lands, Jazer and its open lands, 4 cities in all. All the cities for the sons of Merari by their families, those left of the families of the Levites, were by their lot 12 cities. All the cities of the Levites within the possession of the sons of Israel were 48 cities and their open land. These cities were every one with their open land around them. So it was to all these cities. And Yahweh gave to Israel all the land which he swore to give to their fathers. And they possessed it, and lived in it. And Yahweh gave them rest round about, according to all that he swore to their fathers. And not a man of all their enemies stood before them. Yahweh delivered all their enemies into their hand. Nor did fail a word from any good word which Yahweh had spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass. Chapter 22. Then Yahoshua called for the Reubenites, and the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. And said to them, You have done all that which Moses the servant of Yahweh commanded you. And you have listened to my voice, to all that I have commanded you. You have not left your brothers these many days until today, and have kept the observance of the command of Yahweh your Elohim. And now Yahweh your Elohim has given rest to your brothers, as he spoke to them. And now you turn and go to your tents, to the land of your possession, which Moses the servant of Yahweh has given to you beyond the Jordan. Only, be very much on guard to do the commandments and the Torah which Moses the servant of Yahweh commanded you, to love Yahweh your Elohim, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cleave to him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. And Yahoshua blessed them and sent them away, and they went to their tents. And to the half-tribe of Manasseh, Moses had given possession in Bashan. And to its other half Yahoshua had given possession with their brothers beyond the Jordan westward. And also when Yahoshua had sent them away to their tents, then he blessed them. And he spoke to them, saying, You are returning to your tents with great treasures, and with very much livestock, with silver, and with gold, and with copper, and with iron, and with much clothing. Divide the spoil of your enemies with your brothers. And the sons of Reuben, and the sons of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh turned and left the sons of Israel from Shiloh in the land of Canaan, to go to the land of Gilead, to the land of their possession in which they have possession, according to the command of Yahweh by the hand of Moses. And when they came to the regions of the Jordan in the land of Canaan, then the sons of Reuben, and the sons of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh built an altar there by the Jordan, an altar of grand appearance. And the sons of Israel heard it said, Behold, the sons of Reuben, and the sons of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh have built an altar across from the land of Canaan, in the regions of the Jordan, at the border of the sons of Israel. And the sons of Israel heard, and all the company of the sons of Israel assembled at Shiloh to go up against them to war. And the sons of Israel sent Phinehas the son of Eleazar the priest to the sons of Reuben, and to the sons of Gad, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, to the land of Gilead. And 10 rulers with him, one ruler each for the house of a father, for all the tribes of Israel, and each of them a head of the house of their fathers, for the thousands of Israel. And they came to the sons of Reuben, and to the sons of Gad, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, to the land of Gilead, and spoke with them, saying, So says all the company of Yahweh, What is this treachery with which the Elohim of Israel was betrayed, to turn back today from after Yahweh, in that you built for yourself an altar so that you might rebel today against Yahweh? Is the iniquity of Peor too little for us, from which we have not been cleansed until this day? Yea, a plague came on the company of Yahweh, that you turn away today from following after Yahweh. And it shall be that today you rebel against Yahweh, and tomorrow he shall be angry with all the company of Israel. And surely, if the land of your possession is unclean, you may cross over to the land of the possession of Yahweh, there where the tabernacle of Yahweh dwells, and have possession among us. But do not rebel against Yahweh, and do not rebel against us, by building for yourselves an altar besides the altar of Yahweh our Elohim. Did not Achan the son of Zerah commit a sin in the cursed thing, and was there not wrath on all the company of Israel? And he was not the only one to die in his iniquity. And the sons of Reuben, and the sons of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh answered and spoke with the heads of the thousands of Israel. Yahweh is the El of Elohims, Yahweh is the El of Elohims. He knows, and Israel shall know, if it is in rebellion, and if it is in treachery against Yahweh, you shall not save us alive today. If we built an altar for ourselves to turn away from following after Yahweh, or to sacrifice on it burnt offering and food offering, or to offer on it sacrifices of peace, may Yahweh himself require it. But surely from anxiety, for a reason, we have done this, saying, In the future your sons shall speak to our sons, saying, What is to you and to Yahweh the Elohim of Israel? For Yahweh has put a border between you and us, O sons of Reuben, and sons of Gad, it is the Jordan. You have no portion in Yahweh. And your sons will cause our sons to fail, not fearing Yahweh. And we said, let us now prepare for ourselves, to build an altar, not for burnt offering or for sacrifice. But it shall be a witness between us and you, and between our generations after us, to do the service of Yahweh before him with our burnt offerings, and with our sacrifices and with our peace offerings, that your sons may not say to our sons in the future, you have no portion in Yahweh. And we said, and it shall be, when they say this to us, and to our generations hereafter, that we shall say, see the pattern of the altar of Yahweh, which our fathers made, not for burnt offering or for sacrifice, but a testimony it is between us and you. Far be it from us to rebel against Yahweh, and to turn away today from following after Yahweh, to build an altar for burnt offering, for food offering, and for sacrifice, apart from the altar of Yahweh our Elohim, which is before his tabernacle. And Phinehas the priest, and the rulers of the congregation and the heads of the thousands of Israel with him heard the words which the sons of Reuben, and the sons of Gad, and the sons of Manasseh had spoken. And it was good in their eyes. And Phinehas the son of Eleazar the priest said to the sons of Reuben, and to the sons of Gad, and to the sons of Manasseh, today we have known that Yahweh is among us, because you have not betrayed this treachery against Yahweh. Now you have delivered the sons of Israel out of the hand of Yahweh. And Phinehas the son of Eleazar the priest, and the rulers, returned from the sons of Reuben, and from the sons of Gad out of the land of Gilead to the land of Canaan, to the sons of Israel, and brought word back to them. And the thing was good in the eyes of the sons of Israel, and the sons of Israel blessed Elohim and none said to go up against them to war, to destroy the land which the sons of Reuben and the sons of Gad were living in. And the sons of Reuben, and the sons of Gad proclaimed regarding the altar, that it was a witness between us that Yahweh is Elohim. Chapter 23. And it happened many days after Yahweh had given rest to Israel from all their enemies all around, that Yahoshua was old, going on in days. And Yahoshua called for all Israel, for its elders, and for its heads, and for its judges, and for its officers, and said to them, I have become old, I have gone on in days. And you have seen all that Yahweh your Elohim has done to all these nations because of you, for Yahweh your Elohim was he who was fighting for you. Behold, I have caused to fall to you these nations that are left to be an inheritance for your tribes, from Jordan, with all the nations that I have cut off, as far as the great sea, toward the setting of the sun. And Yahweh your Elohim, he will thrust them out from before you, and will expel them from before you, and you shall possess their land, as Yahweh your Elohim has spoken to you. And you shall be very strong to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, so as not to turn aside from it to the right or to the left. So as not to go in among these nations, these who are left with you, and that you do not give glory to the name of their gods, nor shall you swear, nor shall you serve them, nor shall you bow yourselves to them. But you shall cling to Yahweh your Elohim, as you have done until today. And Yahweh has expelled from before you great and mighty nations. And as for you, no one has stood before you until today. One man of you shall pursue a thousand, for Yahweh your Elohim is he who is fighting for you, as he has spoken to you. And you shall be very watchful for yourselves to love Yahweh your Elohim. But if you at all turn away and cleave to the remnant of the nations, of those who are left to you, and intermarry with them, and go into them, and they to you. Know certainly that Yahweh your Elohim shall not continue to expel these nations from before you, and they shall be snares and traps to you, and scourges in your sides, and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from off of this good land which Yahweh your Elohim has given you. And, behold, today I am going in the way of all the earth, and you know with all your heart and with all your soul that there has not failed one thing of all the good things which Yahweh your Elohim has spoken concerning you, all of it has come to you, there has not one thing failed of it. And it shall be, as every good thing which Yahweh your Elohim has spoken to you comes to you, so shall Yahweh bring on you every evil thing, until he destroys you from off this good land which Yahweh your Elohim has given to you. When you transgress the covenant of Yahweh your Elohim which he commanded you, and when you have gone and served other gods, and have bowed yourselves to them, then the anger of Yahweh shall glow against you, and you shall perish quickly from off the good land which he has given to you. Chapter 24. And Yahoshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem, and called for the elders of Israel, and for its heads, and for its judges, and for its officers. And they placed themselves before Elohim. And Yahoshua said to all the people, "So says Yahweh the Elohim of Israel, your fathers have in the past lived beyond the river. Terah the father of Abraham and father of Nahor, and they served other gods. And I took your father Abraham from beyond the river, and caused him to go through all the land of Canaan, and multiplied his seed, and gave Isaac to him. And I gave Jacob and Esau to Isaac. And I gave Mount Seir to Esau, to possess it. And Jacob and his sons went down to Egypt. And I sent Moses and Aaron and plagued Egypt, as I did in its midst. And afterward I brought you out. And I brought your fathers out from Egypt, and you went into the sea, and the Egyptians pursued your fathers with chariots and with horsemen, into the Red Sea. And they cried to Yahweh, and he set thick darkness between you and the Egyptians, and brought the sea on them, and covered them. And your eyes saw that which I have done in Egypt. And you lived in the wilderness many days. And I brought you into the land of the Amorite who lived beyond the Jordan. And they fought with you, and I gave them into your hand, and you possessed their land. And I destroyed them before you. And Balak the son of Zippor, the king of Moab, rose up and fought against Israel, and sent and called for Balaam the son of Beor to curse you. And I was not willing to listen to Balaam, and he greatly blessed you. And I delivered you out of his hand. And you crossed over the Jordan and came to Jericho. And the masters of Jericho fought against you, the Amorite and the Perizzite, and the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Girgashite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, and I gave them into your hand. And I sent the hornet before you, and it cast them out before you, two kings of the Amorites, not by the sword nor by your bow. And I have given you a land for which you have not labored, and cities which you have not built, and you live in them. You are eating of vineyards and olive yards which you did not plant. Now, then, fear Yahweh, and serve him in sincerity and truth, and turn away from the gods which your fathers served beyond the river, and in Egypt, and you serve Yahweh. And if it seems evil in your eyes to serve Yahweh, choose for yourselves today whom you will serve, whether the gods whom your fathers served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve Yahweh." And the people replied and said, "Far be it from us to forsake Yahweh, to serve other gods. For Yahweh our Elohim is he who has brought us and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slaves, and who has done these great signs before our eyes, and has preserved us in all the way in which we have gone, and among all the people through whom we have passed. And Yahweh has cast out all the peoples, even the Amorite inhabiting the land before us. We also will serve Yahweh, for they are a holy Elohim." And Yahoshua said to the people, "You cannot serve Yahweh, for they are a holy Elohim, he is a jealous El. He will not lift up from you your transgressions or your sins. When you forsake Yahweh, and shall serve strange gods, then he will turn away and do evil to you, and consume you, after he has done good to you." And the people said to Yahoshua, "No, but we will serve Yahweh." And Yahoshua said to the people, "You are witnesses against yourselves, that you have chosen Yahweh for yourselves, to serve him, for they said, 'We are witnesses.' And now turn away from the strange gods among you, and incline your heart to Yahweh the Elohim of Israel." And the people said to Yahoshua, "We will serve Yahweh our Elohim, and we will listen to his voice." And Yahoshua cut a covenant with the people on that day, and laid on them a law and a statute in Shechem. And Yahoshua wrote these words in the book of the Torah of Elohim, and took a great stone and raised it up there under the oak by the sanctuary of Yahweh. And Yahoshua said to all the people, "Behold, this stone shall be a witness against us, for it has heard all the sayings of Yahweh which he has spoken with us. And it shall be against you for a witness, that you not lie against your Elohim." And Yahoshua sent the people away, each to his inheritance. And it happened after these things, the servant of Yahweh, Yahoshua the son of Nun, died, being a son of 110. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance, in Timnath-Serah, which is in the hills of Ephraim, on the north of the hill of Gaash. And Israel served Yahweh all the days of Yahoshua, and all the days of the elders whose days were prolonged after Yahoshua, and who knew all the work of Yahweh which he did to Israel. And the bones of Joseph which the sons of Israel brought up out of Egypt, they buried in Shechem, in the portion of the field which Jacob bought from the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 silver pieces. And they were for an inheritance to the sons of Joseph. And Eleazar the son of Aaron died, and they buried him in the hill of Phinehas his son, which was given to him in the hills of Ephraim.